USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on the road selling the massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief bill he signed recently. Biden visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania. Regarding that COVID relief bill, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott says some of the things we aren't hearing from the president include...
Well, think about this. He didn't brag about giving checks to inmates. He didn't talk about what taxes he's going to raise. I mean, this should have been a targeted bill. Less than 9% of this bill has anything to do with COVID. Less than 1% has to do anything with vaccines. He didn't talk about how much waste is going to be in this.
Texas's two senators are leading a trip for lawmakers to the border next week. Republican Senator John Cornyn says the Biden administration won't admit the surge in illegal immigration is a major problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
FEMA officials say their number one priority is ensuring everyone, especially those in marginalized communities, has access to a coronavirus vaccine. Testifying before the House, Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton says we need to meet the moment of the pandemic.
This is an unprecedented challenge that has claimed the lives of over 540,000 of our neighbors, friends, family members across the country, and has caused grave damage to the global economy.
Tom Brady has a big announcement.
So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet.
Yep, that's right. The future Hall of Fame quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did give out his cell phone number. He did lay out some ground rules, including asking fans not to text him on game day. Brady saying his fans can hit him up at 415-612-1737. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Less than 1 week after signing a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, the Biden administration is throwing out ideas on how to pay for it.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks. It goes into pension plans and so forth.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
OxyContin manufacturer Purdue Pharma is proposing a $10 billion plan to get out of bankruptcy and restructure the company. The plan would require members of the Sackler family who owned the company to pay almost $4.3 billion over a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.